During the colonial era and apartheid, the best land was reserved for white people. Black people were confined to impoverished townships in the cities. In the rural areas, they were generally allocated inferior land to farm. When the ANC came to power in 1994, fair land distribution was one of its primary promises. It also vowed to create a new class of successful commercial black farmers to work alongside South Africa's white farmers. But the ANC's land reform program has been characterized by corruption and mismanagement. The party has itself described it as a failure. To cover up this failure, say opposition parties, President Cyril Ramaphosa's administration now simply wants to confiscate land to give to whoever it wants.
Today is a great day for the people of South Africa, both black and white.
The ANC's Mathole Motsekga is chairman of the committee seeking to change the country's constitution to allow land expropriation without compensation. He says this will finally result in equality in land ownership in South Africa. Floyd Shivambu, deputy leader of the Economic Freedom Fighters Party, says this is long overdue.
At the core of the problems of South Africa is the landlessness of the black majority and Africans in particular. Without the land, you won't be able to economically empower the black majority and Africans in particular, because as things stand, 80% of South Africa's land is owned by less than 5% of the population, whilst the 80% of the population, which is the Africans, are congested in less than 13% of the land.
In fact, the government is already the biggest landowner in the country, but over the years it's only redistributed a small portion of this to black citizens. This is what the state's critics refer to when they ask why it doesn't first dole this land out to deserving farmers and others. The amendment needs the support of 2/3 of parliament to become law, a majority it doesn't currently have. Motsekga insists he isn't concerned about the amendment's future.
It is not dead in the water. We expect that all political parties represented in parliament understand that they are there because the people put them there. Any political party that respects the people of South Africa will see the importance of voting for this bill.
But most parties say they won't agree to anything that endangers the rights of citizens to own property and empowers the government to seize land. The ANC is adamant it won't abuse its power to take people's land without paying them for it.
So state custodianship doesn't mean nationalization, and it doesn't mean that the state must own the land and turn the citizens into tenants in the land of their birth.
But many remain concerned about the ANC's land plans. For a glimpse into South Africa's future, they point across the border to Zimbabwe, where President Robert Mugabe's government seized farms owned by whites. Most of the best land was given to officials of the ruling ZANU-PF party. Agriculture collapsed, and food shortages remain common. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.